This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're presenting an hour of radio drama for the holiday. A dark and quirky story from Plan B Theater Company. It's Radio Hour, Episode 13, Troll.
They met on a bridge, Thanksgiving Day at sundown. The air was crisp and ionized and full of nutmeg. She wore her favorite V-neck blouse, the color of champagne. He wore the pelt of a squirrel. Dangling from a girder beneath the bridge, careful to stay out of the twilight and certainly out of the woman's eyeline, Chet listened. She was humming a 1960s protest song. Such a good sign. The troll clacked his fangs.
Oh, thank whoever's up there. The curse will be lifted at last.
Hello? Who's down there?
Chet had forgotten how to think quietly.
Oh, jeez.
How to swear without doing it out loud.
Dirty cheats!
I heard that, creep.
Moxie Ann Worcester leaned over the guardrail with the confidence of a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, because she was one. Chet scuttled into the deep shade.
You looking up girls' skirts? That's your thing, buddy?
Chet whipped his eyes to the west. The sun hunkered red at the skyline. A full dose of sunlight could turn him to stone, but it was now or never.
I'm calling the cops, sicko!
Wait! No! Please, it's just me!
Who's just me?
Chet! It's Chet, your date, from Cuddlebug.com.
Okay, well, we were supposed to meet on the bridge, Chet, not under it.
Did we say on?
Yeah, I think under would have been a deal breaker.
What if I told you I was practicing my parkour for a reality television show?
I don't watch TV.
Oh, I don't either, but I have a 13-inch laptop.
And that's stupid. My exit line.
What? You just got here, Mox.
It's Moxie. I don't do diminutives, and I was waiting half an hour while you apparently lurked under me, so I don't think this is meant to be.
You said down to snuggle.
You had a profile pic without shadows and spider webs hiding your face. Bye.
Chet began a process of perspiration in many places. It smelled like hot dogs.
Not yet. Please, Moxie, give me 30 seconds. I just need 30 seconds.
Tempting, but what I'm going to do is open the app on my phone.
At that moment, the sun fell from view.
And click unmatch.
The valley lay in shadow.
Hasta la pasta, Chet.
He scrambled up the side of the bridge, leapt, and cut her off with his lumpish troll body.
Come here!
No!
When Moxie came to, she found herself duct-taped to a plastic chair in a cabin in the woods. She sniffed. Brussels sprouts, candied yams, and faintly leek, or possibly B.O.
Ew.
Her eyes focused, moonlight filtered through cracks in the walls. Across the clay floor, she found a hulking, bestial shadow.
Hi there. I have many questions.
You're not a human.
Number one, do you think it's bull if someone reduces your emotional life to premenstrual syndrome?
Say what?
If you blow your lid because, like, a restaurant's out of steak fries, and then your boyfriend says to the waiter, her aunt Flo's in town, would that bug you?
I'm bugged by the fact that I'm tied up and you're not human. Help!
Oh, please don't
Monster!
Yell. Could you not?
Rapist!
Whoa! Uncalled for.
Not as far as I know.
I'm not the R word.
You lured me to a bridge, knocked me out, and tied me up.
Out of necessity. And no one's going to hear but my friends.
Your friends?
Yes, I'm well acquainted with the vermin in the area. Literally.
Literally acquainted or literally vermin?
Both.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so there's nothing to worry about. Just know there are vermin.
If I resist.
Technically, yes. But if you don't resist, there's nothing to worry about.
Besides the troll in front of me.
Lady, technically speaking, I am not...
An invisible force squoze his windpipe. The curse forbade him from telling its details or cure. He writhed and spasmed, certain the trapdoor to hell could open any second. To Moxie, though, the troll appeared like nothing so much as a big cat.
You got a hairball?
I'm fine.
Do you eat hair?
No, I'm fine.
You coughed up a little hair.
It's not hair.
It looks like your body.
Next question! Do you think that looking good is about feeling good?
Where is this going?
Just do me a favor.
Why should I? You lied to me.
Everyone lies on Cuddlebug.
No. People post pictures from the 90s, but you copy and pasted a guy from Hurley Burley, I'm guessing, and then surprised me with this filth.
Oh, so judge a book by its cover.
If the dust jacket kidnaps you, yes.
That's... a very human term showing a very human bias. If you knew what troll life was, you wouldn't be flibberty-gibbeting because I kidnapped you.
If a koala kidnaps a chinchilla, it's wrong.
When have koalas kidnapped anyone?
Koalas can murder, and it's just as wrong for trolls.
They can't even spell. How can a koala...
I am not explaining the animal kingdom.
I don't need you to.
You do, actually, but I'm not the TA for your seventh grade bio class.
But seventh grade? Who talks to little girls about furry woodland killers?
Socially responsible people. I wish one had talked to me about them.
Well, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just... Oh. Hold on, someone commented on my comment about Space Wars.
The beast checked his smartphone.
Ew. Is that thing attached? Oh,
very.
Why?
Because 2 years ago... Never mind.
You have a phone in your forearm. You sewed a smartphone into your skin.
It's growing out of my skin. I didn't... Can we hit the reset? I'm Chet. Yes, I am a troll. You're Moxie, recently divorced, according to your profile.
Which says not to bring it up.
I'm not.
You did.
The fact of, not the details.
There's no difference.
Okay. Someone has doubts about giving the heave to her hubby.
Now you're prying.
I'm making an observation. You still have feelings.
I do. Strong ones. For more than the past. The present, even. Are you picking up on some of those? Or the sense there's another person here?
I see you like your sarcasm. Which is a pro. I've been known to swash a few bitter buckles myself. I also observe your online persona and your
Why
real
don't you
life
observe are... my right to life and liberty?
Yeah, I like the Constitution, too. We should all be grateful for that piece of paper. But speaking of gratitude, I cooked this traditional human meal for you. I figured you wouldn't be with family today since you were online at 5 a.m. looking for Thanksgiving nookie.
A cuddle. That's the point of the service. It's called Cuddle Bug.
Yeah, but everyone knows there's the cuddle and then there's the bug.
My profile was set to short-term spooning.
Would you like anything? Side of cranberries? Stuffing? The turkey's been smoked. Do you have a favorite part? Me, I'm partial to neck. Turkey neck?
I'm vegan.
Really? Do you eat fish?
No, fish are conscious.
Not like us.
Still.
Eggs?
What about them?
You eat them?
That would be murder.
Only if they'd been fertilized.
If you try to make me eat
most
an egg,
eggs aren't fertilized.
I know.
On modern factory farms.
I'm aware. I've had this conversation with 80 men, Chet. I'm not going to explain, not zoology, not veganism. I'm not dining with you.
Will you take another question?
I am not answering your weirdo
Do
question.
Women deserve free birth control?
Okay, you got me. I'll play your game. Do women deserve free birth control?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So complicated, Chet, because one, there are many kinds of birth control, yeah. Like your face.
Ow.
Two, implicit in the question is you freakishly wanting to know, before you kill me,
no,
whether I'm something that rhymes with
feminist? Chet smiled, and in the smile were two things, one literal, one not. The literal was a piece of red cabbage. The other was a light blazing on the horizon of his misery, bright as a native campfire to the first starving Puritan.
Yes!
The troll pranced around the cabin on all fours. He looked like a caffeinated pony.
I do want to know whether you're that something. Thank you so much. Are you? Do you? Do you wholly subscribe to and believe in feminism?
Okay, you're way more excited than I thought.
It's fine if you are.
For whom?
You can say it. Please, say it.
If I do, I'm saying it for me. So that you know before you do whatever you're going to, I'm no pushover.
Great, just say it.
You want me to say it?
I'd be grateful.
Would you now?
It would make my Thanksgiving.
If I told you that I'm... Yes. That I am a...
Yes, yes.
You'd like me to clearly make known that I, Moxie Ann Worcester,
yes,
am a feminist!
When Chet had been prancing, Moxie had freed one of her hands and gotten to her purse, and therefore, police magnum pepper spray. She swung the chair at the 12-foot neck beard. Moxie rained violence on him. She high-kicked the troll in the kidney. When he slunk to his knees, she flank-attacked and went to work on his spine with her chair-sized club. She broke his T9 vertebra, and by broke, I mean battered into glue. Chet rolled in the dirt and wheezed. He held a paw over the screen in his arm, trying to protect it. Moxie saw this and considered crushing the gizmo with a heel kick, but pity held her. She used her teeth to tear through the duct tape and free herself. And then, adrenalized and huffing, Moxie strode to the cabin's only door. About to flee, she froze. For outside the door, the vermin lay in wait. 50 raccoons with hell-black eyes glinting under pilgrim hats that Chet must have made for them.
You want to say the prayer, Moxie?
She stumbled back, grabbed the electric carving knife. She breathed out and remembered what her sensei had said about fighting small mammals. Don't.
Get her!
You're listening to Plan B Theater's production, Radio Hour, Episode 13, Troll. We'll take a break and come back for Act 2. This is Radio West on KUEO.
KUEO is a family, so let's stay in touch. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and we'll keep you in the know about breaking news happening in Utah. We'll invite you to films and parties, and you'll even see funny pictures of us sometimes. Best of all, we'll get to hear from you. Tell us what you care about in your community, and get to know your fellow public radio nerds. Follow KUER on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're continuing our holiday tradition of radio theater, our partnership with Plan B Theater Company. Now, Act 2 of Radio Hour, Episode 13, Troll.
One month later, on Christmas Eve, Moxie Ann Worcester was picking berries in the snow. So far, with her Girl Scout woodcraft, she'd found two. Both tasted of lemon seeds. Nearby, a rabbit nibbled on a tuft of brown grass, and for a moment, the woman wondered what depth of feeling a rabbit really had. She wondered,
would I still be vegan if I drank the blood but left the flesh for coyotes?
She was a changed woman. The fight was not gone from her, but the blood sugar was. Four times the raccoons had trounced her, and now the hope of escape wasted away with her biceps. To cope, she styled herself as a sort of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Not the Little House on the Prairie TV version, but the real one, with blue-faced preemies and horses screaming from broken legs and diphtheria and no doctor in the county. She asked herself,
what would Laura do? Would Laura drink the steaming iron-hot blood of a rabbit or just set herself on fire?
Before she could settle the matter, the rabbit bounded off. The troll lumbered up. His T9 vertebra had magically regenerated, and between the winter clouds and holiday sweater, he could comfortably walk in the low light.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Hey.
Sup?
Oh, you know. Slowly dying of malnutrition, but other than that, enjoying the weather.
Found a guitar.
I heard and see that.
I used to be in a nerdcore band. We called ourselves Randy and the Sticky Wickets.
Who's Randy?
My stepdad. Drums.
You named the band after the drummer?
He made us. Anywho, I went down to the Natural Dumpster in town, scored some rainbow quinoa.
Super.
For you, as a Christmas present.
Christmas?
Tomorrow.
Well, I'm still on hunger strike.
Oh, are you? You weren't picking berries? 'Cause a little bird said you were.
The birds work for you, too?
Maybe. Either way, you should eat.
Or else what?
I'll feel bad.
Oh, wouldn't want that.
I would. How's your eye?
I think you mean my left eye socket, where my left eye used to be before it was eaten by your furry little friends.
I told them not the face.
You said don't mess up her mug, but being raccoons, they might have misinterpreted the English they can hardly or never understand.
Moxie, I'm not angling for a tiff. I came out here to cheer you up.
I am uncheered.
I'm trying here.
From the perspective of a feudal lord speaking to his serf, yeah.
You aren't my serf! You're my helper. My helpmate. You're helping me. If anything, I'm enslaved to my past and passions. I'm the slave boy who escapes and becomes a pirate with a heart of gold. And you're my ingenue. Together, we're like the cover of a romance novel.
That, Chet, makes me figuratively gag. I'd actually gag, but I'm too tired.
If I had time for Pilates, I'd be on a paperback.
Not what I meant.
I bulk up.
The point is not your photogenicity.
I know. The point is, pirates are better with ingenues, and I'm better with you. Before you came...
I didn't come.
I had ticks. You helped me get rid of the ticks in my back hair. Without you, I'd have Lyme disease. Oh, gee. We should not be standing next to a ponderosa if there's lightning. Let's reconvene.
I don't mind lightning. Reminds me of a romance novel all of a sudden.
The storm was, in fact, the first reason she had gone to this grove of trees.
Nothing like a sea squall to get your ingenue in the mood. Want to climb the mast with me, see a little typhoon, a little ba-boom, some crack and flash?
I like a little ba-boom, I do, but more at a distance.
I prefer close-up. The sparks, the heat, the clap.
Moxie, don't make me drag you back by the ankle. I don't like dragging.
You sort of do.
I don't. Well, I did at first, but now I don't. That's huge. The first girl I brought here, I kept in a cage.
What?
Which was wrong, and I know it because of our tete-a-tetes. I got what I deserved when she chopped my feet off. I know the adjustment's not been easy, but we're getting there. I already can't picture myself without you. Your oomph.
Have no oomph. You have de-oomphed me. I am forever oomphless.
An oomphless girl wouldn't say that.
A troll I respected wouldn't call me girl.
Ah, poo. You're right. And so good at making me see you're right. Which is why I think you're my one and only. I was on facepalm.
You're always on facepalm.
I was on facepalm, and some guy was like, oh, these lefty feminizers, they want to keep us breastfeeding forever. And I remembered what you said, so I went, hey, Shizgibbon, if you had a brain in your head and not beef jerky, you'd understand that feminism is neither feminine nor masculine, you little biatch.
I'm underwhelmed.
I'm changing. I'm evolving.
Downward to the level of a parrot. You repeated half of something I said.
No, I wasn't repeating.
Last week, Chet, I was curious what your obsession with my politics is.
I tell you, but the cat...
The only but is your phlegm problem. You have a psychosomatic loogie between you and honesty.
No, that's...
Before Chet could say that was not the case, his super troll hearing homed on a static charge gathering and crackling. He had but moments before the woman's grim electric fate.
What? But moments?
I'm sorry.
Chet had heard correctly. The words had been but moments.
Moxie, we have to run.
Feel free.
We, plural.
I'm good.
She wasn't. Moxie's tangled, dusty hair rose around her as if a sorry for your loss balloon had been rubbed on her scalp and held above her.
Moxie, please. We have to evacuate. It said sorry for your loss.
Who said?
The voice. There's a voice sometimes. Or music. And it said moments. And grim. And fate. And so far, it's been right.
You are one messed up troll, Chet. And after 30 days with you, I'm okay being cooked by the stratosphere.
Moxie turned to the land and sky. She thought of her former wife. Yes, it was a woman she'd referenced on Cuddlebug. If you assumed a man, you have implicit biases. In any case...
Bring me home, you crazy, beautiful lady!
I have implicit biases.
Duh. Now let me die with a view.
No! Moxie, I don't want to manhandle you, but I need you to fall in love!
Lightning struck. Time slowed. Chet, as he said, I need you to fall in la, had thrown his arms around Moxie, and in consequence, the blue searing voltage rent into him, exploding his toenails and claws and melting his brain. Moxie was fine. As she blinked away the after image, the woman saw the troll crumpled on a patch of black smoking clover.
Chet? You okay?
She went to him.
How you feeling? Chet, blink twice if you can hear me.
He did not blink. The curse kept him alive, but at the moment, his cortex was spoiled milk.
Why aren't you healing? It's different this time. Was it the lightning?
She bent down to inspect the frying monster. She got her first close look at the smart device in his arm. The screen crackled. Using her sleeve to protect herself, Moxie pressed the home button. A passcode was needed to get in. But Moxie did see something useful. The battery level was at 4%. The icon glowed red, and it dawned on her that she had never seen Chet recharge the cursed thing. Apparently, there was no way to.
You need this, don't you? It's the source of your power.
She dug up a rock from the charred ground.
Oh, you want your friends? Does the widow Twill miss his widow friends with whey beans? Well, guess what? It's just you and me, Patty Melt. It's mano a mano, troll versus soul of my shoe. There's no one but you and me.
Moxie eyed the white woods. The wind had died. The raccoon sentries were seemingly not around. Chet had sewn them little Santa hats for the season, but all she saw were trees and snow.
It's just you and me. Me and just you. Helpless!
Moxie sprung to her feet. She fixed her will on the town nestled in the valley below. She ran as Chet smoldered, as the monster once man fainted into a starless void.
Merry Christmas to me! Woo!
When Chet came to, he was back in his cabin, curled up on the hearth, still looking like corned beef. His eyelids were burnt gristle, impossible to move. But even without sight, he knew the brick he'd slept on these 3 years. He knew the pop of the fire in this lonely mountain shack. What the troll did not know was the sound of a lady close by.
Moxie?
Yes, Fugly.
Is it really you?
Sadly, yes.
Then you came back. You came back, despite everything you said.
No, I tripped and broke my femur. Then I dragged myself here for food and water and antiseptic. The raccoons dropped you off and took all the sharp, pointy things.
I considered shoving you into the flames to spite them.
What stopped you?
I figured you'd smell even worse on fire. Oh, sorry.
For what?
It's not your fault the microbes on your body churn my stomach. It's your fault for being a scuzz, but in troll society, your scent could be delicious.
There's no troll society. The only trolls I meet want to fight me.
Why?
Cuz.
I mean it, why?
Just cuz.
Give me examples. Ow.
Like, you have a shack, and some other troll lives in a cave. So he boogers your front door, you rip his ear off, and later he throws a bear at you.
Did that happen?
Well, it was a bear cub, but still, you don't want a bear thrown at you when you're icing a hemorrhoid.
Oh, God.
Mostly it's about women. The fights, politics, entertainment news, and women. The week you got here, I had to bargain with a couple of brohards to keep you. They liked the way you smelled. I think they had different ideas than me when it comes to cohabitation.
How different's different? You're forcing me to live in a backwoods shanty out of a horror movie.
You know what I mean. There are trolls who joke when they shouldn't, and there are trolls who aren't joking. One of them was wearing a string-her-up t-shirt.
Oh, please, like that bothered you.
I didn't support you-know-who. I didn't. I was rooting for the Constitutionarian.
Same thing. And by rooting for, I assume you mean you didn't vote.
I can't vote. I'm a troll. Who declines to feed our political manichaeism, especially in the form of screeching establishment candidates.
God, whatever! God. How'd you dissuade them, the brohards?
The only way possible.
Which is?
It's not that complicated.
If you expect me to stay with any semblance of acceptance,
then
you...
You want to stay?
No. I want to understand why you need me. Why it's necessary to treat me like property. Why you can't be happy with a right of center trollette.
I want you to understand that too.
Do other trolls have circuitry in their arms?
Why do you ask?
Do they?
All the ones I've met.
For real? Doesn't that seem weird to you?
We don't talk about it. Why?
How come? Why don't you talk about it?
Because the fighting. And we can't.
Won't.
Can't.
Chet? I am reaching out for a Sousan of the troll mind for a limited time only.
And I appreciate
going.
We can talk about anything else, Moxie. Just
I know it's magic, the thing in your arm. I didn't believe in magic before I went to that bridge. I thought magic was card tricks and sleep number beds.
It is magic, Moxie, but I
don't
can't
say it. No words in the neighborhood of aunt, grant, or plant. Because you even tried to say it, Chet, I'm switching from good cop to I have a knife.
You said they took the pointy.
Shh, they did. I spent the last 8 hours making this spoon into a shiv right after my Christmas quinoa. But you even try to call those raccoons of yours, I will shove little pieces of you into their slimy mouths even as they eat my hands. Now start splaining. Okay. Non-manlike.
I don't know what I can safely tell you.
Start with the magic. How do you heal?
I don't.
I accept you're too dumb to comprehend the details, but you know something. I will know it too, or I'm carving this computer out of your arm.
I wish I could do it for you on command, but... Look, I've been trying to make this obvious for a month. A while back, I was... I was... I was a thing, okay? I was a thing ending in st. Sounds like a bird.
Chet, buddy, I don't do charades. Just whisper what you want most. Life to go on or muddy fingernails ripping out your doodad.
Moxie, you can castrate me if you want. Just don't touch the...
I won't. I won't break it. I also won't crash through that wall so the morning sun can say Feliz Navidad to your pasty troll hide. As long as you abracadabra my leg, you stay out of the sun for a reason. I know you do. Now you are eye to eye with a woman who tried to get hit by lightning yesterday and would have were it not for a beast wannabe boyfriend. Your magic battery's at 3%. And I have not always been a member of PETA, okay? I grew up on a ranch in T-Bone, Texas. I thought Daddy's slaughterhouse was fun. He called me the cowpocalypse. I get sentimental at the sight of blood.
Okay, just let me go to my brain. I can ask the voice.
Oh, goody.
Voice person! Are you there?
Please don't talk to the air.
It's real. It knows stuff about both of us. It showed up after...
After what?
Hey! Smart Aleck! I know you're there!
Are you stalling?
Say something!
You're stalling!
I'm not! The voice said you were a black belt in karate, and you were.
That was in my profile.
It said you were picking berries.
You saw me.
I didn't!
You're the voice!
I'm not! Because... I thought you were straight. But it was a woman you were married to. You thought of her in the storm. It said so. And that wasn't in your profile.
Call the voice. Quietly, capital Q. A raccoon is seen. I stab your screen.
I get it. Ow! You don't have to press so hard. Voice?
Shh.
I need you, magic voice. I have one shot at this. Voice...
Chet had sought two-way communication with his narrator before.
Oh, hallelujah.
Each attempt
you hear
was...
it?
Shh, it's on the line.
Each attempt was ham-fisted and unfriendly.
Unfriendly? You refer to me in the past tense.
Don't yell at it.
You narrate my acne.
This was true, but only of whiteheads.
Ask if you can heal me nicely.
Oh, yeah. Hey, voiced, can I... Wait... If my forearm thingy got to chop...
Don't waste questions.
There's not a limit.
There was a limit.
There's a limit?
Ha!
There was a red line limit to the questions an accursed could ask and hear direct answers to. One.
One?
The wretch's
one
question...
One what? One question? Don't ask it. We have to strategize. Don't ask it yet.
I'm not. I'm listening.
The wretch's
question...
What's
it saying?
I don't know. You interrupted it. Zip it.
You are not in a position to say zip it, you chauvinistic pug. You zip it up.
Fine.
You can't say fine and zip it up.
I was zipping after the fine.
Except you didn't.
Once the troll saw that silence was his friend, the narrator went on, as a beam of yellow sun peeked through a knothole in the shack's wall.
Blah, 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 blah.
What he had to know was this. The number of questions an accursed could ask was one. The wretch's question could only be posed on behalf of potential liberators.
Oh, wow.
What wow? Good wow?
It said you're a...
Lucky woman, I can go.
No, well, yes, to the lucky part. At least, I'd like to think so.
What's it say I am?
Freedom.
That was not exactly what had been said, as the yellow sun peeked
You're
through.
Gonna bring about my... Can I say it? Release. I can say it. You're going to release the pressure. You're going to be my happy ending.
Just ask it. How can I very quickly heal the compound fracture of hers that I'm responsible for?
I had hoped. I had wished for it to be you. And I've always wanted one of those amphibious women, if you know what I mean. But I didn't allow myself to believe until now. Liberator. It said liberator.
I'm going to liberate your left arm.
Moxie, the voice is never wrong. Your time here has been uncomfortable till now, but my narrator says you have potential. And I've always thought so. And it's here. My Christmas miracle.
All right. You made me.
With Texan skill, Moxie cut and ripped off the troll's right thumb, the one he used to surf the net.
No!
Ask it! As in now, if those vermin break through my barricade, I will drag your lower body into the sun and leave your upper body out of the sun so that only half of you turns to stone or melts. Is that what you want? Because I'm cool with your lower intestines being stone or goo. What's that? You're cool with that too? Okie dokie.
No, please, I'll ask.
You're asking?
I will. Just stop.
Stopping. If you tell your fur-covered sidekicks to get lost...
I am. I'm doing it. Hey! Guys! Everything's kosher in here. No, we're just opening presents. She surprised me and I screamed, but it was a good scream. Yep, you guessed it. You know the kind. A normal, hormonal little scream. The sun is out, but the moon is getting full for the troll, if you know what I mean. So, if you don't mind...
Ask it.
Asking? Voice. Voice. I want to ask my question. Can I...
Don't ask a yes or no. No can.
Can I heal Moxie? And if so, how?
Hello, Chet. Congratulations on getting this far. Also, good question.
Thanks. It wasn't mine, as you know.
I did know, being omniscient, but it's still good that you asked it. Now, I've frozen time to address you directly, but the curse allows me only moments.
Why?
That's technically a second question, and you only get one in the time allotted.
Are you God?
That's a third question, although I don't mind admitting that I am a god, not the, but yes. I am a minor deity working with witches and warlocks for the most part. I'm in night school for belief system management.
Am I going to die looking like this?
Are you officially changing your question?
No. But if you're throwing out freebies, I...
Chet, you're ahead of the pack. Validate yourself for that. You found a suitable woman who could restore you to human form. You have half your thumbs, and you're now in a position to show her decency and compassion.
How? By letting her go? So she can... come back? Like in an old book or something?
You work through that. In the meantime, you can heal her leg by using the energy from the device.
I'm at 3%!
I know. But if you decide to not be a gunge bucket, simply give her your 6-digit passcode. Bye, Chet. I have to narrate now.
Wait! How much does she need from... Did you catch any of that?
Any of what?
Oh.
You said, and if so, how, and then you started drooling.
Oh. Sorry. Anywho. 092949.
I'm sorry, what?
My mother's birthday. And my passcode.
The troll held out his arm. He pushed a button and the device lit up with numbers 1 through 9 and a 0 in glowing white circles.
All yours.
I just enter the code?
Yep.
No tricks?
Nope.
You're just helping me.
I think it's what a woke person would do. And I want to be woke. So, yeah.
I'll take it.
Moxie set down her shiv and took the troll's arm, giving him goosebumps. She typed in the passcode.
Now what? Am I supposed to read your gibber feed? You have a message from... Holy Mother!
In a blink, her bones re-knit themselves. Her missing eye regrew. A tide of energy plashed through her veins and left her as jumpy as iced coffee. She was back. But Chet's battery now read 1%. The red icon began to flash. When Moxie got to her equilibrium, her lungs pumped again. She saw the low battery warning on the troll's arm. She looked up to his haggard green face. How exhausted it was, how frog-like. She looked to the rickety cabin door and back to his bloated face. She went to the door. She pushed away the pine log barricade. She stepped into the Christmas air.
Just promise me you'll come back, please. Like in the old stories.
When Moxie spoke, she didn't look back.
I'll come. I'll come with friends. I'll come with rakes, torches. I'll come with Christmas. Not the kind from a store, but a little bit more. Bells will ring. We'll roast some Chet nuts. Open fire. Till then.
You're listening to Plan B Theater's production of Radio Hour, Episode 13, Troll. Act 3, when we come back from a break. This is Radio West on KUER.
KUER is listener-supported public radio. And our most dependable support comes from our nearly 9,000 sustainers, people just like you who make ongoing monthly contributions. Starting at just $5 a month, you can become a sustainer too. Go to KUER.org, click on the donate button, and tell us how you'd like to contribute. Use your credit card or make it even easier with a direct withdrawal from your bank account. Join our growing community of sustainers today at KUER.org.
This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're presenting Radio Theater from Plan B Theater Company. This is episode 13 of our Radio Hour series, Troll. And now, Act 3.
A week later, on New Year's Eve, Chet lay on his back in a cave and scrolled through Pintrigue.com on his weekly lit phone. Another troll had ousted him from the shack, sicking a mountain lion on him. The cat tore his legs out of socket and ate half his face, the good half. And there was no magic left to regenerate him. His wounds burned and smelled of almonds, but he ignored them and blew into a party horn that the wind had cruelly deposited into the cave. On the Pintrigue page shown pictures of castles, plush red settees, a library full of leather and maps. It would be so much easier, he thought, to be a rich troll. No one would do a thumbectomy on a rich troll. Facepalm. Chet typed into a comment field. Better he's in charge than the swamp hag. But when he read his political invective, he hit backspace. Do I want that as my last post? He thought. The new year was minutes away, and chances were he'd shrivel up before midnight, so he licked at the cheap champagne residue on the party horn's mouthpiece and wondered what Moxie would say, and he found he hadn't a clue. How deeply had the troll listened to her in their short time? His heart clotted, the darkness pressed on,
hey! I am literally dying. My last meal is a bat. I'm aware of my sad sackness. Don't narrate a baby with AIDS.
Chet clicked on Moxie's profile. Her last post was on Thanksgiving. One word, grateful. Over the JPEG of a cartoon bird with a sign reading, Eat Tofurky. Chet muscled aside the rock he'd been using as a pillow. With a trembling grip, he hove it up and held it overhead. His arms shook. The rock weighed 208 pounds, plus a lifetime of failure.
Here will I remain.
Long before Chet had been trollified, he played Romeo in a third-grade play.
Here will I remain, with worms that are my chambermaids. Oh, here...
Rumor was he was cast out of pity.
Here... will I set up my everlasting rest, and shall the yoke of inauspi...
Go, get thee hence, for I will not away. What's this? A cup closed in my true love's hand.
Moxie?
Poison, I see, hath been his timeless end.
Moxie! I can't see you. Hello?
I played Juliet. Sixth grade, loathed every second of it. The arranged marriage, the types. Obedient woman, body woman, tragic, innocent woman who clearly must die for being independent and giving into passion.
How'd you find me?
I grew up in Texas, Chet.
Right. Where are the rakes and torches?
Funny story, that.
I have a few minutes.
Only a few minutes, eh?
I think so.
Then I'll be sure to tell it slowly.
Ow.
You see, I ran into town... fully healed, feeling strong. And no one believed me, Chet. They said I was crazy. No such thing as monsters, little lady. I said they were blind. Caused a stir and they put me in a psych ward.
Sorry.
What was that? Didn't catch that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's nice of you. I escaped the hospital, obviously, and bought a tiki torch. Got halfway up the mountain and decided I looked like a neo-Nazi, so I ditched it. A Zippo will work just as well.
In the yellow flickering light, Moxie splashed gasoline around the troll.
Yep, this is happening. Any last words? Would you like to get a selfie as the flames roar onto your... Whoa. What happened to your face?
Cougar.
Like a middle-aged woman?
A 300-pound cat.
Ugh. Oh, it's like you rubbed raw hamburger on yourself. Anyway, start begging. Pray to me. Beseech me now for mercy.
I would, but I've been pumping the brain jam these past 5 days, and we can skip the violence. Because I'm done. You can drop the Zippo and light me up.
Like now?
Anytime.
Now time?
I'm free.
No. I want to see a troll on his knees. I want whining and snot.
I know, it's just, I'd rather burn than see the facepalm posts of my old friends drinking beer at a New Year's party. But thin, I had it all, Moxie. A couple of years ago, I thought that. But it turns out I suck and blow on a basic level. I can't compete. I cannot physically take another status update of happy kids on a cruise ship.
Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to that either.
I bet not. The divorce and all.
The what?
Your divorce.
Oh, that was for Cuddlebug. I didn't want to explain to every date and their dog that my wife had...
Oh, jeez, Louise, she died? Of what?
Pancreatic cancer.
Ooh, God. That is the least funny cancer.
I think they're all not funny. Now, can you please have some dignity?
Testicular cancer's a little funny. You have two ugly things and then two more.
Was that a pun? Tumor? Two more?
Yeah, just barbecue me.
Look, I thought this was going to be triumphant, but now that I see you all puffy and oozing and self-reflective, it is just sad.
I know, it is. I was going to live stream the ball dropping in Times Square and make fun of the host on Jibber. This is how the world ends.
Chet, stop. You don't have to die during bad TV. I can dump you at the ER.
It wouldn't help.
What would?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me because it's the power of love, right? That's what you've been dancing around. Am I right? I'm right.
You're wrong.
Baloney.
I wish it were that easy.
It's not love. It's always love.
If I just needed love, I would kidnap a puppy. I need love from...
Someone like me.
Bingo.
Well, that is a tale of woe. Because despite your efforts, I don't have Stockholm Syndrome. Even if you weren't a troll, but like a rich, handsome werewolf who lavished me with ball gowns, I would not have fallen for you.
Really?
Yes, it takes me a lot to get into guys. Hygiene's a big one. Honesty's up there.
Yeah.
And it helps to not be taken hostage to male issues.
Huh. Thank you for the insight. For everything.
Chet glanced down at the device, now fizzling and fading.
Well, you should vamoose. I don't think this is going to be pretty. I might explode.
I'll back up.
No, please go. I've taken enough from you. You don't owe me anything. I hurt you. I broke you down. And then I still expected you to care about me.
I beat you with a chair.
I got better.
I cut your thumb off.
I was only using it to browse the web and spew at strangers. Posting memes like male privilege with a picture of dead soldiers at Normandy.
That was you?
If there's an afterlife, I don't deserve it. Just go. I had this story in my head that we were meant for each other because you're smart and cute, and I'm hideous and vain. Like opposites attract, you know? But you're not responsible for me. You don't exist to serve me. You're not some character in my story.
A beam of rainbow light whooshed from the device. The cave shuddered. Chet foamed at the mouth. His hairy troll body singed and liquefied. His wounds stitched together. Before Moxie's eyes, he became a middle-aged white man with average looks and a squirrel pelt.
Booyah! Did you see that? I destroyed that curse!
Damn!
Oh, there was a curse.
Yeah, it was. Because now I'm a feminist and you fell in love with me.
No. I think you said one feminist thing and the curse got lifted because you love yourself.
You didn't fall for me?
Let me check. No.
Oh. But I'm down with the dames. I'm in with the fems, so
you
there's
don't
a
get in. It's a process. You took a first step.
Are you sure?
I recommend listening to what I say it is and not what you think it is, with your troll body still bubbling around you like snake skin.
Oh.
Also, what did you do to get cursed? Was it the meme?
No, I told a woman protesting a Harvey Weinstein movie that she should smile more. A coven of Wiccans overheard me.
You got off easy.
Oh, hey, my old phone! Oh, I miss you, old human phone. Oh, it's 11:58. You want to count down with me?
Sure.
Sweet, but just so you know, I don't expect you to make out with me.
I don't expect I'll ever want to.
Fair. I mean, with everything that's happened, we should probably be friends who only kiss when they greet each other.
Or acquaintances who don't.
I'll take it. I can do long hugs.
One-armed hugs after long absences.
Like at brunch, twice a year?
If other people are present.
Deal. Hey, you found me, you rascally raccoons. Come celebrate with us. Moxie cured me. Sort of. Is that pink champagne? Oh, hey. One more minute. Everybody ready?
Ready.
The narrator was also ready, but with the curse lifted, Chester Tate Cornforth Jr. had no way of knowing this, as he no longer heard the incisive and oft-times dulcet commentary on his life. And so it was, with no helpful voice in his head, that Chet's eyes rose from the digital clock and toward Moxie Ann Worcester, seeing her as if for the first time. He said,
Moxie, before the year is out, I just want to say thank you.
Don't thank me. Just stop being whiny and spoiled and apish.
I'll try.
And don't kidnap people.
Never again.
Or explain the obvious.
I'll stick to the subject.
And please, exfoliate.
I'm ordering a loofah right now.
Get two.
I'll buy a set. Anything else?
Yeah. Try to stop asking damsels to get you out of your distress. We have enough of our own.
Chet nodded and wondered whether it would be politically correct for him to say damsel, but he came to no conclusion as the word conjured images of tight lace bodices. So he shook himself out of it and made a mental note to revisit the matter. He remembered the clock.
Oh, here we go. 10 seconds. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
And they lived as intersectional feminist allies ever after.
Plan B Theater Company's Radio Hour, Episode 13, Troll, was written by Matthew Ivan Bennett, with direction and sound design by Cheryl Ann Clough, original music by David Evanoff. The show was performed by Olivia Custodio, Lily Hi-Su Dixon, and Jay Perry. E. Foley by Jennifer Freed. The production was mixed by KUER's Michael Havey with help from Roddy Nickpour. Radio West is produced by Benjamin Bombard, Andy Lane Clark, and Doug Fabrizio.